Chapter 105. Of course, he added, if he will allow me to call him so, and of course Mr. Pecksniff Bowd will give me many opportunities of cultivating the knowledge of him, and that I may have the extraordinary gratification of reflecting in after time, that I laid on this day two first stones, both belonging to structures which shall last my life. Great cheering again. All this time, Martin was cursing Mr. Pecksniff uphill and down dale. My friends, said Mr. Pecksniff, in reply. My duty is to build, not speak, to act, not talk, to deal with marble, stone, and brick, not language. I am very much affected. God bless you. This address, pumped out apparently from Mr. Pecksniff's very heart, brought the enthusiasm to its highest pitch. The pocket handkerchiefs were waved again. The charity children were admonished to grow up Pecksniffs, every boy among them. The corporation, gentlemen with wands, member for the gentlemanly interest, all cheered for Mr. Pecksniff. Three cheers for Mr. Pecksniff. Three more for Mr. Pecksniff. Three more for Mr. Pecksniff, gentlemen, if you please. One more, gentlemen, for Mr. Pecksniff, and let it be a good one to finish with. In short, Mr. Pecksniff was supposed to have done a great work, and was very kindly, courteously, and generously rewarded. When the procession moved away, and Martin and Mark were left almost alone upon the ground, his merits and a desire to acknowledge them formed the common topic. He was only second to the gentlemanly member. Compare the fellow's situation today with ours. Said Martin bitterly. Lord bless you, sir. Cried Mark. What's the use? Some architects are clever at making foundations, and some architects are clever at building on them when they're made. But it'll all come right in the end, sir. It'll all come right. And in the meantime, began Martin. In the meantime, as you say, sir, we have a deal to do, and far to go. So sharp's the word, and jolly. You are the best master in the world, Mark, said Martin, and I will not be a bad scholar, if I can help it, I am resolved. So come. Best foot foremost, old fellow. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.